don't know if you could even understand that. I can't drive 55. Do you drive 55 when that's the posted speed limit? How about 65? Do you already drive 70 miles an hour plus on the interstate and other highways, 5 miles faster than the posted limit? There's a bill being drafted in the state legislature that would raise the speed limit in Wisconsin on interstates and certain highways to 70 miles per hour. Do you support or oppose this idea and why? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, August 20th. We will start with the author of the bill, State Representative Paul Tidal of Manitowoc. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
How are you? I'm good. Thank you very much for joining us. On the road to Madison, I understand. How fast are you driving right now?
Well, right now I'm actually going through a construction zone, so I've slowed down to about 55.
Well, good for you. So why change the speed limit in Wisconsin from 65 now on interstates and other certain highways to 70 miles per hour?
Well, Joy, it's about time, and that means two different reasons. It's about time because the surrounding states, including Illinois yesterday, Governor Quinn in Illinois signed the law that would allow them to change it up to 70 as well. And our surrounding states have all done it. It goes back to the 1970s, back in the energy crisis when the federal government mandated everybody go down to 55, and then it was repealed back in 1992 that you could allow the states to do that. When that happened, almost immediately, 30 states right away just about immediately repealed it and went back up to, 70 plus. Some of them have gone to 70, 75, and even higher.
Yeah, so isn't 65 fast enough, though?
Well, Joy, it's about, about time. It's also about the average commute now in Wisconsin is getting bigger and bigger. People are commuting. Cars are safer. And I challenge everybody to drive 65 on the highway right now. And I just about guarantee you will be the slowest person on the road. One day, I actually drove strictly. I won't tell you what speed I do drive once in a while when I go to Madison, but I drove very precisely at 65 all the way from Manitowoc to Madison. And literally, I was the slowest person on the road, and hundreds of cars passed me in that process.
What about if we change the speed limit to 70 miles per hour because so many people do know that there's sort of a zone where you're not going to get in any trouble? They'll go 5 miles over that speed limit, maybe even close to 10 miles over that speed limit. If we say it's legal to drive 70, are people going to be whizzing past me at 80?
Well, in the studies, this was not done very lightly at all. We've researched this for almost 4 months in my office, and the research that we have is that people are not necessarily going to drive above what their comfort level is. So if they're currently doing 72, they're going to probably drive 72 after this. There will be a small percentage, I know, that will always push the envelope, and that's why we have our state patrol, and they will take care of them in the proper manner. But I think the safety is the number one factor. If this was deemed that it would be unsafe for Wisconsin highways, we would not be even considering it, because I think safety is the utmost factor for the Wisconsin residents and visitors to our state.
Well, we'll be talking in our next half hour with someone from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, who's going to say that the faster the speed limit, the more crashes we're going to have.
Well, there was a study done by Purdue University after Indiana raised their speed limit in 2005. They raised it from 65 to 70 on certain interstate and highway and certain roads, and they found that there was no more fatalities, no more injuries and stuff. And this was a comprehensive study that was done in 2008 after the speed limit had been changed for several years.
Yeah, and finally, when we went down to 55 miles per hour in part to save gas, isn't there an argument to be made that we don't need to be wasting gas by upping the speed limit?
you also got to remember back in 1972, cars, the average mileage or what each car got and the safety factors, airbags, restraints and what have you, were a lot different in 1972 than they are today. And I think at this point they're making cars. There was a guy that actually told me yesterday that his car gets better gas mileage at 70 miles an hour than a 65. And, you know, I don't have the research to prove that, but that's what he told me.
All right, so what's the next step for your, you're actually still putting this bill together?
Right, we're putting the bill together. This week we'll be sending it out for co-authors, seeing if, who will stand behind it. I think it's going to be a great bipartisan bill, and I think people from both parties will be getting behind it. The leadership within the assembly has gotten behind it from the very beginning. And then, obviously, we'll go through the hearing process in the assembly and then the hearing process in the Senate, and hopefully it passes both of them houses. We're shooting for, by the end of the year, to have this signed into law.
So that means when might be the earliest we would be driving 70 miles per hour on the interstate and other highways in Wisconsin?
Well, it would depend on when the Department of Transportation gets some of the roads changed. As they change them, you'll see the signs come up, and then they will actually be that limit when the signs are up. The Department of Transportation, interesting note that you should know, Joy, is that they were already conducted a preliminary study, and we're going to recommend consideration of raising the speed limit to 70 miles per hour on certain roadways before we had worked on this. And all along, we've actually worked with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to make this bill a solid bill, a bill that they could back, a bill that would be safe for Wisconsin drivers.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Have a great morning.
You too. Drive safely. That was Paul Tittle, Republican state representative from Manitowoc. He is the author of this speed limit bill. We will now welcome in a guest who supports this proposed change. John Bowman is communications director for the National Motorists Association, which works to protect motorists' rights and freedoms. The National Motorists Association is based in Wanakee, Wisconsin. And John Bowman joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Good. Well, why do you think we should change the speed limit to 70 miles per hour?
Well, I think Representative Tittle made a lot of good points, and we would be in favor of the change. I think the key thing that the representative said was that they've been working with the DOT to make sure that this is a solid bill that the DOT can get behind, and that really means studying the prevailing conditions on the highways right now to make sure that they can support the increased limits and to make sure that a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit is the actual safe and reasonable limit at which to set that road. And that's really the key. You have to have the engineering basis to be able to do this safely. And from what I hear, that's what's going to happen. So we're very comfortable with that change.
Explain how your group says speed limits should be set.
Well, it's not necessarily our organization. It's based on sound engineering practice. But essentially what traffic engineers do is they look at the current prevailing speed of free-flowing traffic on a given stretch of road, and they essentially base the speed limit around that. Because what Representative Tittle said, he said, well, people tend to go at a speed at which they feel safe and comfortable, and as it turns out, that is the actual safest speed to set the limit at. So people kind of know what they're doing when they get out on the road. And if you look at what people are doing, base the speed around that, that is the safest speed at which to travel and at which to set the limit.
So then, is this something you only apply to certain highways and interstates? What about urban areas? For instance, this major highway in Madison called the Beltline is not 65, it's 55.
Right. So you can apply the same principles to other roadways. Essentially, what you have to do, though, is factor in other things such as traffic volume, such as exits and entrances onto the highway. You have to look at crash history and things like that. So, of course, a number of things come into the proper setting of speed limits, but the primary basis, and especially on a rural interstate where many of those other factors don't come into play, is to look at the current prevailing conditions on that road. And I think you will find, as we all know, that on in Wisconsin's interstates, people are already traveling in, say, the 70 to 75 mile per hour range. And, you know, you had asked, well, if you bump up the speed limit, won't people just go that much faster? And the research really shows that they don't. You can change a speed limit sign on a highway and either go up or down with that, and actual travel speeds don't really change that much. People, again, they travel at a speed at which they feel is safe and comfortable, and they don't exceed that. So you're not going to be seeing people going 80, 85 miles per hour because they know it's not safe, and they're not going to go that fast.
All right. Well, I'll have to trust you on that, because I'm going to admit that when the speed limit's 55, I'm close to 65. When it's 65, I'm close to 75.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that I'm not going to I don't know if I'd go 85. I can't believe I would, but I bet you that I'll go more than I'll be pushing. I'm guessing that I'm going to be over 75 miles an hour at least.
It depends on the driver. Mm-hmm. Essentially, if you set the speed limits correctly, kind of as we talked about before, you will only find that about 15% of drivers will actually exceed the speed limit to any great degree. So you'll have 85% of people in compliance with the speed limit, which is much greater than it is now, I can guarantee you, and that will leave law enforcement to focus their enforcement efforts on the 15% who really do represent a risk. So there's a scientific method to assigning speed limits, and that's really what we push for. And if the law is set at 70 miles per hour in Wisconsin, you know, our understanding is that it's going to comply with the engineering principles in play.
Did you just say I represent a risk?
Pardon me?
Did you just say that I represent a risk?
No.
I'm just teasing. So what about Highway 26 going through Rosendale? How fast is that going to be?
Well, that's not an interstate highway. And I think, anybody who chooses to exceed the speed limit through there is taking their wallet in their hands and handing it over to the local constabulary.
Right. So. So in interstate, I mean, like just 90, 94, 39, what about Highway 41? And is that officially an interstate?
I don't believe it is. Sometimes exceptions can be made for roads that are designed to operate at interstate speeds. I think we'd actually have to see the specifics of the bill before determining that.
Right, because I think right now it is 65 on Highway 41. So,
it is, right.
Yeah. So that's it. It's just the interstates. It's not, it can't be other highways besides interstates.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. We are talking about a bill that is being drafted in the state legislature that would raise the speed limit on the interstates in Wisconsin to 70 miles per hour. Do you think this is a good idea or not? What questions do you have? We are talking with a guest who supports the move. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. After 7:30, we'll talk with a guest who has concerns with raising the speed limit. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Should Wisconsin raise the speed limit to 70 miles per hour on interstates and other highways that can handle those speeds? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have many callers, so let's go to Tom in Burlington. Hello, Tom.
I had a friend whose elderly husband, she used to say he's a menace on the highway. But I support going the 70-mile-an-hour deal, but with a couple of restrictions here. Our motorcyclists, should they wear helmets when they're going that fast? I just went up to Green Bay and back in 4 hours on Sunday. Around Appleton, when we have the smoke coming in, the fog coming in from the water, should they have flashing signs to let people know what's going on?
Yeah, Tom, I'm sorry, bringing a lot of other issues and taking our focus off of this. So he's concerned that at 70 miles an hour there could be some other dangers maybe to motorcyclists, John?
Sure. You know, I think people need to use good judgment on the roads just because the speed limit is 70 under certain conditions. And, you know, it doesn't mean you should always be driving 70 if weather is bad or traffic is heavy or whatever. You know, it's prudent to slow down and to always pay attention. So certainly people can regulate that.
Ian in Wapaka is with us now. Hi, Ian.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a semi driver, and I don't understand the solid logic behind this increase in the speed limits. I mean, is it so you can get from point A to point B quicker? I just don't understand the logic.
Yeah, why do this?
The primary reason is safety based. In fact, when speed limits are set artificially too low, they actually create more of a safety hazard on the highways than when they are set at their appropriate levels. And the fact is that the majority of speed limits in the country right now, research shows that they are set below their appropriate levels and therefore create a safety hazard. So by raising the speed limit up to its safe and appropriate level, you actually decrease the amount of vehicle conflicts on the highway, you homogenize the flow of traffic, and in so doing, you decrease the chance for accidents. So, again, this is not a measure to say this is speed for speed's sake. It's a measure to say let's set the speed limits at their safe and appropriate levels as a public safety move.
Well, Ian dropped off. I was going to ask what he thought about the idea. Do trucks get to go the same speed as other vehicles, semis?
Again, without having seen the language of the bill, I don't know. I would assume so. From what we've heard, there would be no lower limit for trucks. But again, you know, that would depend on the specific language in the bill.
Do you have any idea if the trucking industry is pushing for this because they want to get from point A to point B faster?
I have not heard anything yet.
Yeah. Jim on Facebook says, I'm against increasing the speed limit. Greater speed means greater risk of distractions and less response time for attentive drivers even. What happens when a good driver momentarily takes their eyes off the road? Now add a drowsy driver alongside them and a texting teen behind them and a little freezing fog on the bridge up ahead. He's concerned. Do you want to alleviate those concerns, John?
Sure. Well, of course, you know, those things are always going to come into play. You know, people are going to be distracted potentially at whatever speed they're driving at. And, you know, that's, again, a matter of personal responsibility. People need to pay attention to the road at all times. The weather certainly can have an impact in all of this. People need to slow down when the fog is rolling in. So, you know, these factors come into play at whatever speed you're driving at, certainly.
Yeah. Now, we are going to hear from a guest from this Insurance Institute for Highway Safety after the news after 7:30, who is not a big fan of raising speed limits, and will generally say that this often leads to more crashes and more deaths. So why is the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety saying this is not going to be as safe as you say it is?
Well, the insurance industry you know, has its own perspective on these issues, and they have their own interests at stake. The insurance industry benefits when more speeding tickets are written out there on the highways. They benefit from the ability to raise drivers' premiums. So they like to keep the speed limits low in order to generate more citations, which in turn generates higher premiums for them. Certainly they will say that higher speeds lead to more fatalities. But if you look at what happens in the real world when speed limits go up, it's not the case. You know, most of the states now, in fact, only 15 states have speed limits that are set, interstate speed limits below 70. And you know, you've got 15 states where we're at 70 to 75 or even higher, and yet highway fatality rates have been going down drastically for years. Take a case like Utah, where they raised speed limits up from 75 to 80. People predicted, you know, blood on the highways, and in fact, nothing happened. There was no increase in accidents or fatalities, and in fact, people's actual driving speeds didn't change all that much. So, you know, raising up speed limits is just a way to get traffic flowing at a more even pace and make sure that people can drive in a safe and prudent manner. That's all we're talking about. It really It has no impact on fatalities or accidents based on the studies and based on actual highway experience.
One last call. Ann in Duluth, we are almost out of time. Ann, what's your point?
Okay, it brings down our gas mileage, which I think is pretty critical. The second thing is I heard a safety expert yesterday on PBS who said the opposite about what he's saying. He said it will cause more and gorier deaths. The third thing is I live in Duluth. When you drive from Duluth to Minneapolis, it's 70 miles an hour. Nobody goes 70.
Yeah, all right, thanks very much. Well, we talked about the safety very briefly on the gas. Should that be a concern that we're going to waste more gas?
Well, again, it's kind of a myth. The 55 miles per hour didn't pan out in terms of the fuel savings. The bottom line is that even if you set the speed at 55 miles per hour, guess what? People continue to drive at the 60 to 65 miles per hour, so those fuel savings were not realized. And when you have road conditions that promote a lot of stopping and starting, a lot of sudden lane changes, as you do with under-posted speed limits, you actually increase fuel usage in that way as well.
Thank you very much, John Bowman, Communications Director of the National Motorists Association, in favor of raising the speed limit to 70 in Wisconsin. This is the Ideas Network.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
So do you speed when that song is on the radio? We are talking about a proposal to raise the speed limit in Wisconsin to 70 miles per hour on the interstates and other highways that are like interstates. In our last half hour, we heard from the author of the bill and a guest who supported the move. Now we will get a different perspective. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Tuesday, August 20th. And we will continue to welcome your questions and your views on whether or not Wisconsin should raise the speed limit to 70 miles per hour. 1-800-642-1234. What do you think? Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next guest is Russ Rader. He is Senior Vice President of Communications at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, which works to reduce deaths, injuries, and property damage from automobile crashes. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Well, you're not a big fan of raising the speed limits. Why is that?
Well, a lot of lawmakers around the country have proposed raising speed limits on some roads. None of those lawmakers, as far as I can tell, have introduced companion legislation to repeal the laws of physics. The laws of physics are always in play out on the highway, and that means that when you have higher speeds, the risk of crashing is higher, and the severity of the crashes that do happen is greater. So we have to understand that there's no free lunch, that higher speed limits mean people can get to their destinations faster, that's for sure. But there's always a trade-off, and study after study shows that that trade-off is more crashes and more deaths on those roads.
Can you give us an example of the research that says this? We heard our last guest, for example, saying in Utah when the speed limit went up, I think even to 80, that there were no big differences in crashes.
Well, a lot of studies have looked at before and after comparisons, looking at what happened on the specific roads where speed limits were raised. The most recent, most comprehensive study was done in 2009. It was published in the American Journal of Public Health, and the study authors examined the long-term effects of the 1995 repeal of the national speed limit law that set off this trend in states raising speed limits across the country. That study found that a 3% increase in road fatalities that was attributable to higher speed limits on all road types, but the highest increase in fatalities was 9% on rural interstates where the speed limit went up. And all told, the authors estimated that more than 12,000 people died as a result of speed limit increases between 1995 and 2005.
So what about the argument that people right now with a 65-mile-per-hour speed limit on Wisconsin interstates and some other highways, that they're driving 72 anyway, so it's no big deal to raise the speed limit to 70. That they won't drive faster than that, they say, because we'll only drive what we feel safe driving at, and 72 seems to be it.
Well, you touched on this in the previous half hour, and I think what we all know how we handle speed limits. That is, people drive at a speed where they feel comfortable that they're not going to be stopped and ticketed. And in most places, we all know that somewhere between 5 and 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. So the argument is always made, well, we're just going to raise the speed limit and to accommodate those drivers who are already going 5 to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. But actually what happens is that you simply shift those high-speed drivers into a higher bracket.
Well, our guest from the National Motorists Association told us about this approach that he says should be used when setting speed limits. It's the 85th percentile approach. You see flaws in that method. What's your problem with that method?
Well, it's a moving target because the 85th percentile at a certain speed limit shifts when you raise the speed limit. So you're shifting those drivers that are going at high speeds into a higher bracket. So if you've got a 65-mile-an-hour speed limit, you know that there's going to be a proportion of drivers who are going 70 or 75. And when it's 70 miles per hour, the proportion of high-speed drivers just shifts into that 75 to 80-mile-per-hour bracket.
Yeah, and again, for listeners just joining us, the 85th percentile approach is setting the speed limit at the level at which 85% of drivers are going. So in essence, he was saying that it will be even safer to raise the speed limit to 70 than it is to keep it at 65, and you dispute that.
Yeah, I mean, it boils down to simple physics. The faster people are going, and we know we're going to have faster speeds, on these roads, and the higher speed bracket is going to go up. What it means is that drivers are going to face a number of increased risks. First of all, the higher speeds increase the distance that a vehicle travels from the time a driver detects an emergency until the driver reacts to it. It increases the stopping distance, and it increases the crash energy involved in the crash exponentially. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety does crash tests of new vehicles and rates them for consumer information. And most crash tests done by the Institute and the government are done at 35 to 40 miles per hour, not 60 to 70 miles per hour. And as you raise the speed limit, you make it less likely that a driver can peel off enough speed in an emergency to make a crash survivable.
And we heard from a caller who said that she heard from a member of your group who said that the crashes, there would be more crashes, and they would be gorier, I mean, deadlier. Is that right?
Well, that is the result of the crash energy that occurs when you increase the speed. When you do a crash test of a new vehicle and you rate it good, acceptable, marginal, or poor, as we do, or as the government rates on their STAR scale, you're testing these vehicles at crashes of 35 to 40 miles per hour. And that is a severe impact at 30 to 40 miles per hour. And now we're talking about speeds in excess of 70 miles per hour out on these highways. It is true that vehicles are much safer than they used to be. We have much more crash-worthy structures. We have airbags. We have more people wearing seatbelts. But that doesn't abrogate the laws of physics. They are always there.
We have many callers. Bob in Green Bay is with us first for you. Hello, Bob.
Hello there.
You are a truck driver, I understand?
Correct. I am a truck driver based out of Green Bay.
Is your truck orange by any chance?
No, it's not. Actually, it's blue.
Okay.
I do agree with raising the speed limit. However, although our state patrol does a wonderful job out here, I do believe they need to be a little stricter on their speed because, like you do and everybody else that I notice out here, they do tend to push the envelope to almost 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. So I agree with your insurance guy there that, yes, as you raise the speed, those that proportion of drivers are going to speed up, and that will make the crashes deadlier. I've seen a lot in my day, and I agree with raising the speed limit, but I do believe the state patrol and the county sheriffs and all those people need to be a little stricter on their speed enforcement.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. So what about that? We raise the speed limit, but enforce it. If people are going 72 like I confessed, sometimes more, crack down on them.
Well, states always say that when they raise the speed limit that they're going to more aggressively enforce the new limit, but it never really happens, or it's sort of a short-term thing, and then the enforcement falls off again. One of the things I'd like to ask the lawmaker who proposed this legislation, since he talked about enforcement, how important enforcement of the new limit would be, would he also support repealing the law in Wisconsin that prohibits speed camera enforcement on roads? Because that would be a way for the state to aggressively enforce this new speed limit, put speed cameras out on the interstate, and ticket drivers who are going 10 miles an hour over the new speed limit.
Carl in New Berlin writes, please ask your guest to address your group's conflict of interest in promoting artificially lower speed limits to increase ticket writing and insurance rates. This is what John Bowman from the Motorists Association alleged in our last half hour. What's your response to that, Russ Rader?
Well, the insurance industry founded the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety as a research group to find ways to reduce crashes, because the insurance industry benefits, their bottom line of the insurance industry benefits when there are fewer payouts for crashes, for injuries, for property damage, and deaths.
Mm-hmm. And what is your what are your thoughts as to why so many states, not just Wisconsin, but other states as well, Illinois yesterday, are raising speed limits to 70 miles per hour?
It's politically popular, and you know, it is true that vehicles are built much better today. If I had driven the car that I had in college, a 1983 Oldsmobile, at 75 or 80 miles an hour out on the highway, it probably would have rattled apart. But vehicles today are built much better. They have enormous reserves of horsepower and can handle these high speeds, mechanically handle these high speeds. But that doesn't mean that those vehicles are safe at 75 or 80 miles per hour. When you crash at those high speeds, you are overwhelming all of the safety structures that are built into modern vehicles. Even the airbags and the seatbelts overwhelmed at those high speeds because they're not built to withstand, for example, the crash tests that the government and the insurance industry does at 40 miles per hour. They're not done at 80 miles per hour.
Our guest is Russ Rader. He is Senior Vice President of Communications at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, talking with us about his concerns, his group's concerns, with the proposal to raise the speed limit to 70 miles per hour in Wisconsin on the interstates and some other highways. What's your view on this? Do you support or oppose raising the speed limit in Wisconsin to 70 miles per hour? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
We're talking about whether or not Wisconsin should raise the speed limit on interstates and other highways to 70 miles per hour. We heard from the author of this bill in the state legislature in our first half hour and a guest who supported the move. Now we are hearing from a guest who says this is a bad idea. Russ Rader, Senior Vice President of Communications at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. We welcome your questions and your views on this at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Be sure to keep Justin Williams, our summer intern, super busy for the next 10 minutes. This is Justin's last day as our summer intern. We are really going to miss him, but we want to make sure he's busy for the last 10 minutes, that he'll be answering your calls. He's been a wonderful addition to the Joy Cardine Show over the summer, and we wish him well, and we hope that he will continue to be working at Wisconsin Public Radio in the school year in a different role. So thanks very much, Justin. Let's go to the phones now and take Jerry in Lake Mills. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. After decades of traveling to and from Madison to work, I think I probably saw it all, the reading of the newspaper, the paperbacks, the putting on makeup, the shaving, the combing the hair. But the one morning that sent my mind to thinking about retirement was a lady that was next to me. Her first two fingers were holding a mascara tube. The next two fingers were holding a mirror. Her right hand was putting on the mascara. The only thing holding that vehicle was a little finger on her left hand. And I really started thinking about retirement while I was still walking instead of in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's just amazing. So you're saying that because people do this kind of thing, we shouldn't hike the speed limit?
Well, and now it's the cell phones and the texting and all of that. I mean, when they turn corners and they're on the cell phone, they cannot turn a corner properly. They swing wider. And I mean, I've noticed this a lot, and you know, there are elderly people on the interstate who are going to Madison for cancer treatments or doctor treatments or whatever. They simply do not have the reflexes, and since we don't have mass transit, they really don't have a whole lot of choices to get to and fro. Much needed, you know, they're not just going to a shopping mall. They have to get there.
Yeah. Jerry, thank you very much. So Russ Rader, very concerned about other distractions going on, and Jerry thinks things will get worse if the speed limit is raised.
Well, I think that we all know what the problems are with drivers not paying full attention to the road, exacerbated by higher speeds, because it makes the risk of a crash higher, and when drivers are distracted, they're not paying attention for a variety of reasons as they're driving on these interstates, thinking about what they're going to be dealing at work later in the day, or putting on makeup or doing all the other things this caller has seen drivers do. It makes it even worse when they come upon a obstacle or some kind of problem on the road, and they don't have as much distance to react to that hazard at these high speeds.
Yeah. Let's go next to Drew in Madison. Hello, Drew.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. What do you think?
I think that, yes, the severity of crashes do increase with speed, but I believe that a higher speed limit could be something that we could be looking at if we have a system similar to Germany or a lot of other systems in Europe, where I visited a couple years ago, and basically no speed limit on the Autobahn, but you hear of very little crashes, and they have a very good education system, and they have great enforcement of their laws. So I feel like if we increase our speed limits, but enforce our laws and help our driver's education system, that is a possibility in the near future.
Well, would you disagree with that, Russ Rader?
No, I think enforcement of the laws is a key here. And one of the things that Europe does across the continent that is not done in the U.S. is strict enforcement of traffic laws, not only with police officers, but with traffic cameras, ticketing drivers who are exceeding the speed limit, and we have a very lax enforcement system in the U.S. by comparison.
What about the Autobahn? What? There's no speed limit at all on that, and there aren't really any fatal crashes. Is that true?
No, there is. There are crashes on the Autobahn. It's a difficult comparison to make for the reasons the caller just enumerated, mm-hmm. which is that enforcement is tougher on the Autobahn. Also, there is much more. There's less rural sections of the Autobahn than what we have on the rural interstate system. But there are crashes on the Autobahn. There's just much more enforcement of speed limit laws and other traffic laws on the Autobahn than what we have.
Eric in Madison is with us now. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Good morning. My question is just concerning the severity of injuries and fatalities at increased speed. I'm just wondering what the difference is between 60, 65, 70, 75. It seems to me that no matter what, if you're in an accident, any of those speeds, it just won't turn out well for you no matter what.
Yeah. So what is the big difference with just a 5 mile change, Russ Rader?
Well, the force of a crash goes up exponentially with speed. But the main point is that as you raise the speed limit, you limit a driver's ability to peel off speed. When there's something happens out on the road, most drivers have time to brake before the impact. And what you want to do is be able to peel off enough speed in the crash so that you make a crash that would have been catastrophic into one that is survivable. And as you increase speed limits, you make it less likely that a driver is able to do that. But what you know from physics is that when the impact speed increases from 40 to 60 miles per hour, for example, that's a 50% increase. But the energy that that vehicle needs to manage in a crash increases by 125% in that increase. So the key is to reduce the crash energy, and reducing speeds does that.
Well, the state lawmaker who's proposing this change, Representative Paul Tittle from Manitowoc, says that he has bipartisan support for his bill. The support of legislative leadership hopes that this bill could pass the legislature by the end of the year. And presumably sometime next year, Wisconsin would have a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit. Your message to Wisconsin, given that?
I think the message to Wisconsin is that there will be there will be a safety trade-off. Don't kid yourself that there won't be a cost associated with this, not only in lives lost but in fuel consumption. If states are going to raise speed limits, they ought to have a commensurate effort to strictly enforce the speed limits that they set, not only with stepped-up manpower for traditional mm-hmm. police enforcement, but also with photo enforcement.
Thank you, Russ Rader, who is with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Christy Taylor, and to Justin Williams for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.